here's a story from The World.
A powerful storm struck the Korean peninsula today. Typhoon Bavi caused damage, but no deaths in South Korea. Media in North Korea are showing images of broken trees and flooding. But it could be days until we learn the full extent of the impact there. Responding to natural disasters is tough enough during normal times, but the COVID-19 pandemic has made providing relief that much more difficult. Jason Strother reports from Seoul.
There were all kinds of rumors floating around recently that Kim Jong-un was deathly ill, in a coma or something. But much of that gossip stopped when North Korean TV showed new images of the Supreme Leader this week. There he was, dressed in white, cigarette in hand, and not wearing a mask. Official reports say Kim urged authorities to take precautions ahead of Typhoon Bavi's arrival. The storm came just weeks after monsoon floods damaged infrastructure, farms, and killed at least 20 North Koreans. That's according to media reports and the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent, which works with local partners on the ground there. Nazanin Zadeh-Cummings lectures on humanitarian studies at Deakin University in Melbourne. She says Pyongyang usually turns to foreign aid groups for disaster relief. And to make that happen, these agencies need to build trust with North Korean officials.
The international organizations are really dependent on having relationships inside North Korea where they have access to information and access to people and access to places that are affected by disaster.
But because of the COVID-19 pandemic, many foreign aid workers are now locked out of the country. Zadeh-Cummings says you can't do Zoom calls from abroad with North Korean officials to coordinate disaster relief. She says Pyongyang's containment measures, like closing down its borders and limiting domestic travel, were extreme, but perhaps necessary.
So I think the way North Korea has responded to the pandemic shows that the authorities understand and are very cognizant of how weak the health system is and how devastating COVID could be to North Korea.
Earlier this month, Kim Jong-un made a rare admission. His economic reforms have failed. He largely blamed the pandemic, international sanctions, and natural disasters. Zadeh-Cummings agrees that COVID and U.S. and United Nations restrictions have impacted foreign aid, but she pushes back on the notion that disasters in the North are natural.
They don't become disasters until they interact with human decision-making. The inability to be prepared for disasters, the inability to mitigate risk for the disasters, and the inability for people to have systems that support them to be able to make it through hazards without casualty.
She adds the impact of typhoons and floods could be lower if North Korea made caring for its people a priority. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.
From PR.